Fun 107, Michael and Maddie, it's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. And today we shine the spotlight on the YWCA. Gail Forts, who, by the way, is one of our top 40 most influential women on the South Coast.
Very cool.
And she happens to run the things over there at the YWCA. Good morning, Gail.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be here today.
So tell us about the YWCA. Primarily, what's your focus there?
Well, our focus primarily right now is we work towards the elimination of racism and the empowerment of women, and we do that in several different ways. We've been here in our community since 1911, so I think a lot of people still think about the old YWCA with the pool and the gym, which we don't have any longer with our new buildings, but we do so much more. We just wrapped up our summer programs, kids starting school today, so now we're back into after-school programming for kids throughout New Bedford. We serve 52 children. So we're really excited to get the fall programming up and running. We also have health and wellness education. So we're doing little things a little bit differently. We talk a lot about breast cancer, cervical, prostate, and it's an organization for men and women and boys as well. It's not just, you know, for young people. It's not just for women. You know, we have everybody. Men too. We have actually a lot of boys in our after school program. We have men in our health programs. We have a widowed group for partners. So we have a lot of men actually in that group as well, especially a lot of younger folks who have lost partners or a spouse. We have a youth council, which is all high school students, boys and girls, and that'll be starting up with the new school year. We also have a lot of educational programs. We're actually planning a girls leadership conference and, for the first time, a boys leadership conference this fall. So we're going to be working with the local schools on that. So I'm really excited about that.
So it sounds like a support group in more ways than one, for sure.
Absolutely.
If there's a family or an individual that's looking to get involved, how can they do that?
They can get involved with us by calling our main office, 508-999-3255.
What are you most proud of that the YWCA has done over the past few years?
I would say when we did our building addition. So that was a great, you know, accomplishment for us, as well as we opened two more residential programs that we have for women. We just opened one actually in February, which named after our former executive director, Yvonne Drian. So I'm really proud that we were able to do that to serve low-income women in our community, and that we could name it for someone who's so incredible in our community and who was a great mentor to me.
Gail Forbes from the YWCA. That website one more time.
YWCASCMA.org.
Thank you so much, Gail. It's our South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.